The engine sputters in the salty air as you leave Babson Street. Through the dusty windows you watch the locals hurrying toward the harbour, their hats pulled down against the sea wind. Voices carried on the breeze suggest unusual activity near the docks. The smell of low tide permeates the late afternoon air. Your automobile emerges onto Newtown Square, the town's cobblestoned commercial heart since the American Revolution. The square is encircled by early 19th century brick buildings with sloped roofs, their weary facades tinged gold by the setting sun. These houses must have seen better days back when merchant ships brought prosperity to the port. A few decrepit automobiles are parked here and there, relics of a bygone era. Dimly lit incandescent streetlights promise precarious illumination for the coming night. Your vehicle jolts over the worn cobblestones toward the Gilman House, an imposing five-story building with peeling, yellowish paint, the last remnant of the town's former prestige. You leave your automobile in front of the main entrance and climb the flight of worn stone steps leading to the porch. Your footsteps echo dully on the weather-cracked stairs. The double glass door with its dark wood frame groans on its rusty hinges as you open it. You enter the Gilman House lobby and are immediately assaulted by a complex, unpleasant odour. Hints of accumulated dust, a sea dampness seeping from the walls, and something more unsettling, a vaguely fishy scent that seems to permeate the place. Before you stands a long, worn counter upon which sit an old-fashioned telephone and a motionless old fan. Two benches upholstered in faded green velvet flank the entrance. A large, faded rug covers the centre of the room, while at the far end a dark wooden staircase ascends to the upper floors. A closed door is set into each of the side walls. Behind the counter, a grandfather clock ticks away the seconds in the oppressive silence of this deserted place.